Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to part 10 in our series of studies on the three P's of our profession. The three P's of our profession are number one, preaching, and that means preaching the gospel throughout all the world. The second P of our profession is preparing. That means preparing those who respond to the gospel and give their hearts to the Lord, preparing them to grow up into a full and mature Christian, to be just like Christ. That means loving God with all of our heart and mind, and loving our neighbors as ourselves. And then the third P of our profession is providing. That means providing for people in need. Now, we're going to talk today about the gospel of salvation. We're still on the first P of our profession, which is preaching the gospel. And the gospel is combined with several different words to give us a complete picture of the gospel. And in this case today, we're going to discuss the word salvation in conjunction with gospel. So this is the gospel of salvation. And what is the gospel of salvation? Gospel, of course, means good news, so this is the good news of salvation. And what is salvation? Salvation is moving from death to life through Jesus Christ. Salvation is moving from death to life through Jesus Christ. Salvation is a process where God is saying, I am going to forgive you of your sins if you repent. That means you don't have to die. So that's the first step in being moved from death to life through Jesus Christ, is we're moved from death because we're removed from death because the death penalty has been removed from us because Christ died in our place. So if we accept His sacrifice by faith for our sins, then we don't have to die since He has already died. That's the first step. Then moving toward life, after we are baptized, we receive the Holy Spirit, and this baptism is simply a commitment to become one with Christ. Just like when a husband and wife marry, those two commit to become one family unit, and literally they can produce one being from the two of them as they produce children. So this is a type of our commitment to God. When we are baptized, it's like we're being married to Christ. We're becoming one with Christ. And then the next step is Christ lives in us, and this way of life that He lives within us is the way of life that everyone eventually will be living throughout eternity. So God will give us eternal life because we have determined to live eternally according to God's way of life, because we have accepted God through Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit to live in us and to give us His divine nature. All right, so that's that process of moving from death to life, and it all occurs through Jesus Christ. That's what salvation is. Now, we have a question. Have some people been predestined to receive salvation while other people have been predestined to die eternal death? That's a serious question, and some people do erroneously believe that there are individuals specifically predestined for salvation while there are others predestined for eternal death. That is erroneous. Everybody has been created as a free moral agent, meaning God is not going to force anyone to love Him. God has not created robots. God has created the condition whereby all people can be saved, and that is through Jesus Christ, and that is because of the love of God, the grace of God, the mercy of God. So He has created this condition where all people can be saved, but He will not force people to be saved because He will not force people to love Him. And the only people who will be saved are those people who have committed to following God in love, through Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. Even the person that died on the cross that was on the right-hand side of Christ, when Christ said, "Today I promise to you that you will be with me in paradise," it was because that person acknowledged that Jesus was the Christ, the Lord of his life, and he had determined at that moment that he would follow Christ throughout eternity, doing all that Christ bid him to do. And that's the attitude, that's the heart and the mind that God is looking for. People that are committed to following Christ no matter what, for better or for worse. We are married to Christ when we are baptized. We're making that commitment. Okay, and baptism, I'm not saying that everybody has to be baptized through immersion in water. Again, you have the thief on the cross who had repented and obviously didn't get a chance to be baptized, but that baptism is an outward sign of our commitment. All right, so now, what is the truth about predestination? If it's not true that some people have been predestined to receive salvation while others have been predestined to die eternal death, then what is the truth? Well, the truth is that God has predestined, he's predetermined, he's determined beforehand that everyone who wants eternal life can have eternal life if they accept the gifts of God by faith. And there is a condition. There is a if. There is something we have to do. People say that you can't earn your salvation. Well, that's true in the sense that there's no amount of righteous deeds that you can do that will cause God to say, "Okay, you scored high enough on this test where I'm going to give you eternal life. You deserve that." No, we don't deserve it. There's nothing that we can do in terms of righteousness that will qualify us for eternal life, that will say to God, "Hey, we've scored high enough." No, nothing like that. But we have to accept it. Just think about this. If somebody wanted to give you $1 billion, you would still have to accept that money, right? You would still have to accept it if it's going to be yours, if it's going to be useful. So that's the same thing. God is offering us something of far more value than $1 billion. He's offering us eternal life, riches untold, unspeakable. But we have to reach out and accept it by faith. All right, so that's what we have to do, is just accept it by faith. And God's not going to force anybody to do that. And so the truth of the matter is God has said, all right, people will be saved if they choose to be saved. If they want it, I'm going to give it to them. All right, it's really that simple. But then God has also said that people who refuse salvation, they will be cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. That's eternal death. All people have to die one time because of Adam's sin, and then the sinful nature passed on to us. It's in our DNA to sin. That's our human nature, to be contrary to God. So all have sinned and fallen short of the righteousness of God. So all have to die because the wages of sin is death. But people will be resurrected and given eternal life if they accept God's gifts by faith. And those who do not accept God's gifts by faith, they will die the second death, which is eternal death, from which there is no resurrection. So let's prove this in the scriptures. Let's turn over to Ephesians, the first chapter, and verse 3 through 14. This is Ephesians, the first chapter, and verses 3 through 14. And here we're talking about the gospel of salvation, which is the good news that you can be saved from death and you can be given eternal life. But it's not as though God has said, "Okay, you, Mr. John Doe, you will get eternal life. And you, Mr. John Poe, you are too out of luck. You are not going to receive eternal life. You're going to receive eternal death." No, God has not predestined people to go down this path and then another one down that path. What he has done is he predestined a place for people to end up. One is going to be in heaven with God having eternal life, or one's going to be in hell having eternal death. It's either heaven or hell. It's either eternal life or eternal death. is that simple. That's what God has predestined, that people will end up in one place or the other. But we all have a choice. So let's read this in Ephesians, the first chapter, in verses 3 through 14. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ, according as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the pleasure of his will and to the praise of his glory. Now that's a lot of words, and really what it's saying is just what I said before, that God has said that there is a certain place that people can end up, and he has preordained, he's predestined that some people will end up there. God knows that some people will accept, willingly accept by faith his gracious gift of salvation, which means moving from death to life through Jesus Christ. God knows that. And so that's what it means when it says that he has chosen us in Christ, or in himself, the Father, before the foundation of the world, before God even created the heavens and the earth. Before he laid the foundation, God said that I am going to have children. God is really, literally, in effect, reproducing himself. Just like a husband and wife, when they come together in the sexual union and they produce a child, they have reproduced themselves. That child can be the spitting image of its mother and father. It can look just like them. Well, that's the same thing God has said. God and Jesus Christ determined that they would reproduce themselves. And that's why God says that mankind was created in their image, in their likeness. When God said, let us create mankind in our image and in our likeness. So God is reproducing himself. And that's a good thing. That's very, very good news. And so this is what God said from the beginning, or even before the foundation of the world, that I will reproduce myself. I will create a family. I will have many, many children. He knows that not everybody that has ever existed will accept his gift by faith, but most will, and that's what he has predestined us for. Now, I will say this. The radio station has predestined that I can only be on for a certain period of time, and if I want to come back for another time, then I must choose to accept their regulation. And I do want to come back and speak to you again on the next program, and I hope you'll join me on the next program. Thank you for being with me on this program, and may God be in you.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.